Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family, and good morning to the superstar host of the show, Eric Zuli. Eric, what is rocking and rolling? Can't keep up with all this. There's so much going on. Oh, yeah, we've got callers coming in. Okay, so we have five callers. Eric, you on with us? Okay. Sometimes we have a distance issue with logging in here. Okay, so I'm going to move into the hot topics. We've got our engineer working on. Oh, I see. We have callers from outside the U.S. All right, so we have going on with the news here. I'm going to cover a couple things for you. Zelensky confirms for the first time that the Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that the Ukraine army incursion into the Kursk region has caused more than 100,000 civilians to flee, and it was embarrassing to the Kremlin. It was a move to stop Moscow's offensive in the Ukraine Donbas region and gain leverage in possible future talks. So that was a surprise. Eric. Hello, Eric.
All right. I was having technical difficulties with the microphone. Good morning, everybody.
I was starting to move in a hot tub, but welcome, Eric. I just gave you your
Let's just make sure we welcome the amazing audience that we have tuning in right now and let them know kind of how everything works. I'm Dr. Eric Zuli, the son of the show, and my wonderful father, James Zuli. And guys, if you don't know, if you're new to the show, go to rbllive.com, rbllive.com. And we actually have a interactive chat and way for you to connect with the show real time. So if you like anything that you hear on the show today, you can chat with us and let us know. And if you look to the left of that chat, there's a profile button, a buy now button, websites, and different buttons. There's also a subscribe button. Make sure that you look to the left and you click that subscribe button so you can get notifications on future shows. We're going on our I don't know, 2,000 something episode. We've been doing this for a pretty long time,
unbelievable.
And we are celebrating close to 700,000 listens on the show. You can also catch us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and so much more. This show is brought to you by Better Vision for Children. It's a beneficiary that we work with, a nonprofit that helps children with their vision, goals, and dreams, as well as early detection of eye disease. We help children test their eyes and do everything we can to help their vision.
We're bringing awareness.
And we are an interactive network. We are a lot of fun, 4,500-something members and growing. So you guys can go to Easy Way, letter I. So like it stands for interactive. EasyWayI.com, and create an account, join with our VIPs, and we do have our amazing VIP pitch party coming up this Thursday, August 15th. If you want to pitch your business, if you want to network with high-level VIPs, that is the place to be. It's on Zoom, and it's EasyWayPitchParty.com. Use the invite code EasyWay, special from the show here today. And we're also brought to you by many, many other businesses and sponsors. You can check that out on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. We have many businesses that we work with that you can connect with as well. But we appreciate all of our sponsors, all of our supporters, and all of our fans, ultimately the Easy Way family that is tuning in live and listening. We have two amazing guests. One's for Carmelita's Corner, and our first guest is a technology wizard, technology and marketing wizard. We're going to learn a little bit more about the call to action symbol, and we just appreciate you guys tuning in. So, yeah, before you get into the news and reviews, and I know you do that so well, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and
when we
come back, we're going to get into that, and then and actually we have about a minute or so for that. Then we have to get into the first guest segment, and I apologize for the technical difficulties. I guess my microphone wasn't working because I was talking to myself, I guess, for the last
I was confused because we had the calls coming in, and I'm thinking, oh, should I take your call?
Yeah.
So anyway.
There's a lot of callers. Thank you, everybody, so much for calling. And bottom line, guys, if you want to speak on stages, you want to get on podcasts, you want to get out there, you want to get massive visibility and credibility or visibility, Easy Way is the place to be. EasyWayNetwork.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on EasyWayNetwork.com. Use the invite code EasyWay or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EasyWay Magazine, EasyWay Radio, EasyWay TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
And we will
All right, let's hear what's the news that you got for us today?
Let me hit you real quick with the Olympics, Eric. So, we had, the grand finale, the final farewell to 2024 Olympics, kind of exciting. They had an L.A. Tom Cruise that came out of the sky and landed on a grabbed his motorcycle and the flag, the Olympic flag took off. And for the goal, let's give you a couple numbers real quick. United States wound up with 126 medals in total with 40 gold. China was number two with 91 and 40 gold. Japan is number three, 45 medals, 20 golds. And then Australia and France. So it was pretty exciting as far as all that. I mean, it's, you know, and I'll tell you guys, it's so frustrating. I mean, this one lady, Jordan Chiles, she... a decision that led her to be stripped of her bronze medal, and just because there was an inquiry filed, and it was filed like a minute too late or something. Anyway, there's a debate going on about that. They're trying to appeal it. But because of the 42 seconds or something, that the one-minute deadline that the file wasn't put in about... some technicality, they had to take her medal away. But, there's a lot of technicalities going on with that. And then we have, I mentioned a big surprise in Russia when Zelensky made the incursion. It was kind of a little embarrassing when they were supposedly Russia's going in Ukraine taking territory, and then now it's being reversed and Zelensky's going into Russia. So we have Ernesto is a tropical storm forming, bringing floods to Puerto Rico and so on and so forth. And so if you're traveling out of state, be aware of that. There's a very large fire going on around Athens. And you know the history of Athens. I mean, that's about one of the most historical cities. And there was a large fire. That I've been reading new stuff coming in all the time. And then we have Defense Secretary orders submarine to the Middle East, accelerates on arrival. for a strike group and a carrier being deployed over there. The Lloyd Austin ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and accelerated a carrier strike group for the anticipated Iran retaliation.
Well, Dad, you know that music, what that means is it's time for our guest. Great news, great information. Also, guys, the tech tip, the hot topic of the week is technology. Definitely refer to go to rblive.com. We have a new live interactive chat, and we've actually made it available for everybody. You don't have to be a member anymore. You can just chat on there. You just log in as a guest and enjoy the show. So without further ado, we do have Jim Bannon. Bannon is one of our gold members, and he is a technology guru in the world of marketing. He's a video producer, world's number one expert in the QR code type of technology, social media influencer, national political leader, and just a lot of history behind Jim, and he's actually quickly circulating through the Easy Way Network and the Easy Way family, getting people that call to action technology to get them a larger reach in technology. And that is the topic of the day today, guys, is technology and marketing. So without further ado, let's bring Jim Bannon to the stage and hear more about his call to action technology.
Jim is definitely a mover and a shaker.
Well, good morning, guys.
There he is. Hello, James Bannon. You are, like I said, a mover and a shaker. You're a busy guy. I'm always seeing something about Jim. And I'll tell you
Jim,
what,
this is your
would be a world
second
traveler.
Time. This is your second time on the show. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. And I am going to try to stay totally focused. I know that sounds like an impossibility. So number one, I'm nervous.
Well, before you, Jim, before you get into all the amazing stuff that you do, in a couple minutes or so, just share a little bit of your story of personally who Jim Bannon is and why did you go down this path of technology and marketing?
Yeah, I got fired. That's the bottom line. But let me make some bullet points.
Go.
Number one, I'm nervous. 700,000 people. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
But your dad is now older than me. Can we have an applause? So I'm the younger Bannon. Number two, I love your chat. The first thing that happened to me this morning was an error code. I tried to subscribe to Radio Boomers, which I suggest everybody do. And dang if I didn't get an error message that told me I was already subscribed. Now, this interactive chat means interactive. So we hope some people actually respond and take action because this guy, James Zuli, the digital Dick Clark, branded me as Mr. Call to Action and changed my professional life. Now, in the bottom of where it says 71 subscribers is a link I would like everybody to use. It is easywayi.com/podcast-connect, and go ahead and go to that spot and invite all your friends. So the other
we'll be adding the ability to add your links, and if you're a paid member, you'll be able to add your links in the chat. So unfortunately, guys, this is a lot of information that you're seeing here on the chat. So Jim, if you could just post one time, one simple way for them to copy and paste, I think that'll get some good results. That's a lot of information you put on there.
Well, yeah, what do you expect from me? But anyway, love your expression, twin flame, because that's where I've been focusing. And she owns the hashtag Princess of Easy Way trademark. So I'm trying to send a not-so-subtle hint to her. But to answer your question, in 2001, right after 9/11, I had written a marketing plan that supposedly was going to double the size of the little 100-year-old company that I was new product development manager for called Square D. And if you're in the electrical business, you would kill to have the Square D line. Well, I've always been a techie, and they gave me an opportunity, and I wrote a marketing plan to create data, video, audio networks in the home that never existed. The European Trade Commission went thumbs down. My boss flew in and read a paragraph off a piece of paper, and that was the end of my corporate career. So I became the best-known unemployed guy in Chicago. And whenever adversity hits me, I ask two questions. One, who do you know who? And I happen to be blessed to know people like Eric, Carmelita, James. I mean, they're changing my world. And I volunteered and ran 7 Yahoo groups for 4,200 clients who were all making more than $75,000 a year. And I did that for 7 years as a volunteer, and my wife and I were the only ones invited to the chairman of the board, or to the Christmas party, other than the board members. So I got involved, thanks to Coach Papa Tim Stewart, with a little company called Facebook. You might have heard of them. We raised $14 million with Martha Stewart and NASCAR. And we marched out to the kid who had the social media kids and cats platform. Our company was Interactive Facebook TV, and we taught them how to build the very first business fan pages, and we gave away tens of thousands of them by building a TV station inside them and giving it away free. And my wife said, "You haven't brought home a paycheck in years. Why are you giving this away free?" And I said to her, well, it seemed to work for Google. We could figure it worked for us. But we were so far ahead of Joe and Joanna America, because this was 2004, and Google just took over YouTube and was dealing with all the problems of codecs, which we had solved, and we revolutionized the world. And then we went on to build another thing called Smash Solutions. And it might sound familiar to you, Eric. It was Facebook, Eventbrite, YouTube, Twitter, all under one roof. And, you know, while we failed for years to build it, you, my good man, you built it. Hats off to you.
Oh,
wow,
thank you,
that's
Jim.
I appreciate
it. That's, you know, and with the technology, you keep up to date, and you're like cutting edge in some of the technology with your cube and everything. What, you know, where did you pick up all these skills, these online skills? Were you just interested in that? I mean, you go back when you and I were, there wasn't even pagers. If we wanted to get a hold of anybody, we just needed a dime, and you go to a payphone. And,
Yeah, I was pretty much a screw-up, right? I was chasing the women. I was the youngest manager in the history of the McDonald's Corporation. They made a movie of it called The Founder with Michael Keaton. And I did okay in high school. I was in 7 different bands. But I was accepted at Notre Dame, Stevens Institute of Technology, Lowell Institute of Technology, UMass, and UConn. And I almost flunked out of UConn. But in 1967, I was programming in Fortran with paper punch cards. And because I did not flunk out, my first job was with Singer Business Machines. They had just bought the Frieden Calculator Company. So we were the largest point-of-sale supplier in the world. We had all the Sears installations. So at 21 years old, I'm competing with IBM and DEC. And I've always had a yearning for learning. And, you know, that's what I tried to teach my girls. And, man, Americans are so bad at that. Today, more than 54% of Americans are virtually illiterate. 85% are digitally illiterate, but they can't even read the English language. Between the age of 16 and 74, the average reading comprehension is below 6th grade. That's sad.
That's amazing.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing your
little
bit of your background and your story there, Jim. And I didn't know that. And now fast forward, because we have another 7 minutes or so left on this segment. I want to just let the listening audience learn what's the best takeaway that one could get in using, for one, you know, what is call to action technology and what makes a difference in the QR code, and then, you know, what's the best takeaway one could get in the world of technology and marketing?
Well, the best takeaway is to get over yourself. Get rid of the damn ego. Volunteer, 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 and see how you can positively change the world. Now, thanks to Eric Zulli, we are going to impact the largest philanthropic organization in the world. They have a seat on United Nations, 1.5 million lions in the Lions Club. And that's what you do when you unselfishly give back. But I am deeply involved in politics, and I know we're not supposed to talk about politics, religion, or education, and I am in with both feet. But we need to stop this divisiveness in America. Get over yourself. Love somebody else and see what you can do to give instead of saying, what's in it for me? Now, the call to action symbol.
Both me and my dad are Universal Peace Ambassadors, and we actually just got back from you were watching live, and, you know, Peace Starts With Me is an organization that's really creating peace and unity. So keep going, please.
So to answer your question directly, I bring the offline world to your online presence, and I do that with a call to action symbol for only $79. It's a QR code on steroids. It only took 13 years to develop. The second expression is I can create a hot link out of any printed material, graphic, or video. And finally, I help authors. I turn the first paperback book in the history of the world into a two-way interactive digital dialogue experience. And that's what can happen for all of your companies. I sell three products, a call to action symbol for $79, a movies, a mobile optimized video site for $149, and I give away the ROI track report that is worth thousands and thousands of dollars and tens of thousands for politicians. Although every politician in Arizona that did not listen to me either lost their job or lost their election, except one. So we got to open our eyes and ears and keep our mouths shut, and we will get America where we deserve to be.
So, and I know that a lot of the Easy Way family members, Jackie Harris, Paul, Philip Arbach,
God bless him.
Yeah, and so many others are starting to get, you know, educated, and they're starting to use your technology, and I know that you were saying something about analytics and the views that, you know, how does it increase somebody's views and analytics if they use your technology?
Well, using your platform as an example, I had a very low number of visitors to my member page. I think it was about 12. I created a call to action symbol in under 2 weeks, went to 1,200.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I saw the numbers.
I like those numbers. Yeah, I've often
If people go to, Dad, hold on one second. I just want to make sure that the listeners are hearing this. If you guys go to easywaywalloffame.com or easywaywall.com for short, that's our directory of all of our members. And you click on members and you search for Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N. You'll find Jim Bannon's profile, and on the bottom right, you'll see his technology, and you'll actually see his technology goes to his affiliate link in bringing people in under him to the Easy Way Network. But it's a unique form of the QR code. It's just better, and it has a lot more analytics to it. And I definitely recommend a lot of you guys check it out. There's also an appointment button on his profile if you want to get more involved with Jim and you want to connect with him. So again, that's easywaywall.com, Easy Way Wall of Fame, and book members, search for Bannon. And so Jim, what are you doing? We have another 5 minutes left in your segment. what are you doing? Give us like 3 to 5 tips of success. What are you doing to make you and your clients successful in the world of technology? You know, today's theme is technology and marketing. You know, give us some success advice on how our listeners can be successful in the world of technology and marketing, in your opinion.
Okay, it's one word, volunteer. If you volunteer, you will get well-known, you will get well-rounded, and the Lord will reward you. I actually was the best-known unemployed guy in Chicago. I lost a big, big, big job in a $4 billion merger right after 9/11, but I never gave up. I spent almost 9 years trying to find gainful employment. But I will share with you, because I'm going to take this podcast and turn it into a video cast, when I was rock bottom down, I mean, beat cancer twice, lost a wife of 42 years because she thought that this was my, quote, craziness, lost my daughter at 38 to cancer, and I never gave up. But the first company I built was called PowerPoint2YouTube.com. I thought I was going to become a multimillionaire. The guy who sold AT&T call center solutions was my coach. I spent 6 weeks and $2,000 that I did not have. We launched to 75,000 vice presidents and above, and I didn't get one order, not one. The company was called PowerPoint, the numeral 2, YouTube.com. But now, 13, 14 years later, I'm going to take this podcast, and it will become a video cast. And I did that for one of the most famous guys in the world, Lee Cockrell. It gets 20,000 every time he steps on a stage. He was executive vice president at Walt Disney World Resorts. He was hired by General Austin to train the 2- and 3-star generals, and I'm proud to call him a friend.
We have a big game changer on the table, and I used to say we have a bull by the horns, but I don't think it's like that anymore. If you have a bull by the horns, you may know what's going to happen. The bull's going to throw you, and hopefully you'll be all right, et cetera. But the bull by the horns scenario, to me, is AI. We'll get into that later, but, boy, I'll tell you what. I think we are entering a world of the unknown here. We're talking about dealing with somebody that's going to be far advanced than we are. And we'll go into this on another segment.
Well, I saw a post from Elon Musk the other day on his new girlfriend is an AI robot, and it literally was a whole entire AI robot. And he was having dinner with her, and it was very interesting to watch what they're doing with technology. But the last bit of time that we have left, Jim, you mentioned to me that you were involved with a company prior that was trying to do what Easy Way is doing, and then we've actually done it. I wanted to listen to the audience as we're closing out to understand what you meant by that, and what do you think makes Easy Way unique, and how have you benefited from it?
Well, you had the vision and you did it. We had a guy who was with Microsoft, made $8 million, and then came with us. The other girl was a general manager of General Motors. A guy I'm trying to hire onto my board is Doc, Harvey Dockstetter, and he was the key sales guy. And I was involved in 2 MLMs, My Video Talk and Talk Fusion, and I actually negotiated a strategic alliance with interactive Facebook TV, and J.J. Ulrich from Talk Fusion was building Smash Solutions. That's how Dr. John became my client way, way back. And they were building it with some of the best talent on earth and a lot of money behind them. And here this skinny little 7-foot-tall guy who's married to a drop-dead gorgeous twin flame, he's got the vision and he makes it happen and he beats all of us to death. That's how I got to Easy Way. Short story.
Huh. Very unique.
You've benefited pretty well. I think you've gotten some sales and you've gotten some partnerships and some. You've met a lot of people. I see you, you know, growing and flourishing and blossoming in our garden. So, you know, congratulations on all the success, and we look forward to seeing more.
Yeah,
great,
the best one
energy,
is I invested, James, give me a second. I invested $20,000 by watching a video with Dr. John and Beverly, and I am now an equity owner of Beyond XR Studios. We never even knew each other. Now I say to her every day, did I tell you today I love you? And I am officially the vice president of new business development. That would have never happened without Easy Way. Never.
Oh, so cool.
I love it. And yeah, big shout out to Beverly. You guys look at Beverly on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And yeah, they're advancing their technology, and we'll be doing some great stuff with their metaverse. And thank you for your shares today, Jim. Thanks for sharing your story. Again, guys, if you want to get connected to Jim, learn a little bit more about his technology, and he's very, very connected, man. Go to EasyWayWallOfFame.com.
Plus, he's a cool guy.
Click on he definitely has. Click on members and look for Bannon. Search Bannon. And Jim, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Jim, for coming on. Yeah, we'll have you.
Yeah,
back
let
down.
Me say goodbye to the old man. Thank you for having me as a guest. I am humbled and grateful, and I will do everything I can to make sure that we are supporting and contributing to better vision for children. I take my hat off to you. You are such an unselfish individual.
You're an inspiration to people, to the older crowd, you know, because you have this tech and you keep going. You can be that way even though you're in your 70s, you know. You don't have to leave it just to the younger people.
And of course,
we can handle it.
When I end up with my drop-dead gorgeous 44-year-old girlfriend, I have my priorities in the right state right now, don't you think?
Exactly. And speaking of better vision for children, Jim, you know, we always ask all of our guests, you know, to donate and tell us how much that you're going to donate to Better Vision for Children, getting a tax write-off and helping us, you know, with our cause and the goal to help children with their vision goals and dreams, underprivileged youth, and just really helping the youth and their parents, even underprivileged families. So if you want to donate, you can go to bvccharity.org. And if you want to tell the listening audience how much you're going to donate, you know, you're welcome to, or if you want to keep that private. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing all your wisdom with us today.
And a final shout-out to the lady I love, Carmelita, the queen of James Brown. I love you, baby. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jim. Speaking of Carmelita, guys, it is time for Carmelita's Corner, so make sure you get your pens and pads out. She's always got a great, amazing guest. It never stops with Carmelita. And this is Radio Boomers Live. Go to rblive.com and subscribe. And we'll be right back after these messages with Carmelita's Corner.
We'll be back. Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting Easy Way. That's letter E.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. Well, all right now. I always comment about the applause. When you hit the applause button, that's something we all need, don't we? I mean, we all need something to cheer us along, because when you have something backing you up that believes in you, your dreams, and all of that, it really does make a difference, doesn't it? And I'm pleased to say that I have been on the Easy Way train going on 9 years now with Carmelita's Corner podcast. We managed to squeeze in quite a bit within my segment. And today's guest, as Eric has been describing her, I don't think he realizes that this is actually a tribute in memoriam. She will be with us in spirit because Vonnie Hilton Sweeney actually graduated from the earthly stage 2004. But she has left a huge footprint, fingerprint, or however you want to describe what she has done. It's just been more than remarkable. And I don't think anything happens by accident. My husband, Jerry Pittman, met Vonnie Hilton Sweeney back in the 1980s, and we wound up going through the first pre-Grammy music industry gala that she produced at KSR Recording Studios, located on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, in Hollywood, of course. And little did I know that this was going to become a major part of my life, that Vonnie Hilton Sweeney was going to become something like a sister to me from another mother. And not only has she been a sister to me, she's served as a sister to so many, many people. And those of you who know her who are listening now, I know one of them is Gerard McClug, who is a celebrity photographer, said that he was actually talking to Vonnie's son, Howard Sweeney, and thinking about doing a tribute of some kind, a podcast to her. So here we are. Now, you guys know that if you want to call in and make comments, that it's possible now. I mean, it's just really wonderful, you know, the technology that Dr. Eric Zulli has mentioned. And I would like to give a shout-out to Vonnie's posse, as she used to call us. I mean that we were the wind beneath her wings. And I would like to mention, you know, in the very, very beginning, as I have said, that she started out with producing the pre-Grammy parties at KSR Studios, recording studios. And the reason for that is because she used to actually work there, and she noticed all of the talent that was unrecognized. And she thought, I think that I would like to promote people who have talent that should be recognized. And what she wound up doing was putting them together with, as she would call, the sung and the unknown were the unsung heroes. And that became her slogan, putting together the sung and unsung heroes. And as I'm speaking to you now, I'm looking at what her son, Howard Sweeney, sent to me. I don't know if he's going to call in or not. I hope he does. But this is what he sent to me by text. He says, "My name is Howard Sweeney. I am the son of Vonnie Sweeney. I was born in Akron, Ohio, and we moved out to California when I was 2. My mother met James Brown at one of his concerts, and they started dating. At one point, they became engaged to be married. The engagement fizzled, but they became the best of friends. And that's where my mother's music career started. She founded one of the most established pre-Grammy parties in Los Angeles, and she managed James Brown's West Coast operations and guided 2 singing groups to major record deals and 2 much more to mention. As for myself, I settled into Sacramento area and have a career in the auto industry. My daughter, Jane Sweeney, is living in Southern California and has a modeling and singing career there. And I have to tell you, I had the privilege of meeting Jade when she was just a little itty-bitty girl, and she was already gorgeous then. And when we had sort of a reunion, just a little while back with Sam McWhorter, who was very close to Vonnie, and Sam McWhorter is a legendary producer. Jackie DeShannon, which is a household name, was one of his products, so to speak. They were very close. And in fact, Sam is going to be coming up for an interview this month. And Jade, which is Vonnie's granddaughter, will also be my guest. And she's on the road now, so I couldn't interview her sooner. But she's already with a major label. So, I mean, and she's been working with Disney and what have you. But that's not surprising because Vonnie was so well connected. Oh, my goodness. She was so connected in the industry. And as I mentioned, she put together those people who were aspiring to higher heights in the music world, and those who are already established, the people who are actually up for nomination for Grammys. And it's just been wonderful watching all of this grow to such amazing heights. And as I mentioned, my husband and I both went to the first 2 pre-Grammy galas at KSR Studios. And one of the people I remember meeting there was a very talented musician. He was in a major group, too, by the way. His name was Burpo. I don't know if Burpo is available these days. I would love to interview him. When I was still teaching school, he came as one of my guests. I had a lot of celebrities that came up to my school that I had invited. Many of them I met, of course, by being involved with the pre-Grammy music celebration. And my youngsters, they were junior high school kids. They just really had a good time. I mean, they would come into my classroom and visit. And one of the most remarkable connections through Vonnie is our godson, Sean Baker. And I don't know if he's listening in or not. I just gave everybody a short notice this morning. I didn't have time to really promote the way I wanted to last night. But Sean is back and forth from here to Florida to Atlanta to, you name it. He's all around the place. He has just been a wonderful, 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 wonderful godson. And always giving me the honors. It's like having my own child, but that's because Vonnie put us together. She introduced us to Gloria, Sean's mom, and Gloria felt that Jerry and I would be good hosts for Sean when he needed a place to live on the West Coast. He came from New York. And such a gifted performer, Gregory Hines, actually sent him a little portable stage for him to rehearse tap dancing on, and he wound up performing for President Reagan at the White House doing tap dancing. But like I, you know, want everybody to know, this is only a 15-minute segment. There is so much that I can tell you about Vonnie Hilton Sweeney. We can't even get started. But
doing tap dancing. But like I, you know, want everybody to know.
Okay, I think I'm hearing myself in the background. Okay, let me just mention a little bit about her background. She was born August 24th, 1947, in Brownsville, Pennsylvania. She became a Sussex executive. She was a manager at Polydor Recording Artists Studio with recording artists such as Alton McLean and Destiny. She became the manager for PolyGram artist Lace. And I don't know if Kathy Myrick is listening now. She and I have been in pretty close contact. I kind of lost touch with Vivian and Lisa, but they'll always be in my heart. And I hope we can all make a reconnection and reunion somehow. I just mentioned this. I sent a text to Sir William Mickey Stevenson and his beautiful wife, Michelle, where they had a wonderful celebration of Mickey, as we call him, his birthday. And Kathy Myrick was there, and I had a chance to make a connection there with her. And anyway, she's with this wonderful recording group as well. So I don't know. The time is going on, and I've got to keep one eye on the clock. But I also want to mention more about Vonnie. She was the president of James Brown West Incorporated, and she was the founder, as I've mentioned, of the pre-Grammy Gala, which started in 1980. And what the funny thing about it is she was a member of NARIS, which is the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. And because she was using the name Grammy as part of her title, they wanted to come in on the action, and they actually wanted to censor her from using the term Grammy. But they were okay with it when she changed it to pre-Grammy Music Industry. And, the rest is history. I've got a whole wonderful, wonderful bunch of stories that I want to share with you. And this is just the first of one tribute to Vonnie Hilton Sweeney. She graduated from the world stage in 2004, and one of our greatest members that used to always come was our Honorable Diane E. Watson, and she wrote a wonderful tribute to Vonnie when she was a congresswoman, and she has added that to the congressional minutes on the floor. And I'm looking at the clock now, otherwise I would read all of it to you now. But you know what? As I said before, we're going to be doing more about Vonnie Hilton Sweeney. This is just the beginning. And her memory will go on and be cherished on and on and on. So we thank you, Vonnie Hilton Sweeney, for all the wonderful contributions you've made to the music industry. You've not only done the pre-Grammy, but you've also produced other major events, including the Miss Bronze pageant. In fact, you were a beauty queen yourself. And anybody who's seen her picture can figure that out. Vonnie was actually one of the most beautiful women I've ever met. And she had a beautiful heart. And on that note of her having a beautiful heart, let me just say goodbye for now. We'll see you next time.
Okay. I wasn't sure if we were going to have a song come in there from Carmelita. All right. So anyway, guys, I was sharing when Jim was on the show.
So can you, could you not hear me then? I was the microphone, I guess.
No.
I was just saying that I love hearing these memories.
Baby boomer pops.
I love hearing these memory-driven memorial show segments. And we want to keep our members' memories living on. And we're going to be doing the same type of segment soon for Catherine Cove and Pacino. And everybody that's subscribing, we have so many people that tuned in right now, but everybody that loved Catherine Cove and Pacino, you know, make sure that you mark your calendars for that show. That's going to be a real special show. And she's not with us anymore, but her soul is. And she was the biggest supporter. You know, Al Pacino's stepmom, Catherine Cove and Pacino, founder of Kate Cove and Julie, and one of my personal friends, Dr. Dunphy's personal friends. She was a friend of the Easley family. You know, we're gonna help her memory live on. And thank you, Carmelita, for that wonderful segment on the Bonnie Hilton Sweeney. A couple special shout-outs to a couple people listening right now. Wendy Weber, the Songbird Lady, is listening. Jim Bannon did a great segment. I literally see people right now on the interactive chat exchanging phone numbers and emails and connecting. And we even have actually special guest. We saw him recently at the Universal Peace Federation event with Peace Starts With Me. He was actually the guest on Peace Starts With Me podcast, which is one of the top 10 ranked podcasts ever. And definitely a big shout out to Damien for what he's doing. And Paul Rubio's tuned in right now, and he's the co-founder of the California Economic Club. And
hey, Paul.
He's also...
Yeah, some interesting people. You know, Eric, it's amazing. It's like a who's who with some of these people. Speaking of, congratulations again on my son getting the who's who. I believe I have to do some research on that because we have a relative from the 50s who was on the who's who. Ah, I'll tell you, it's really exciting. And anyway,
thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. You know, Bonnie Hilton Sweeney, who Tom Leader was talking about, is also a who's who listee. You know, all the people that are the who's who's. The name, the title says exactly. Even Warren Buffett is one of the who's who's listees. They've been around for 125 years, and it's so awesome to see that there's so many people in the Easley family, or so many people related to the Easley family that are in the Marquis Who's Who in America group. But I wanted to also give a shout out to one particular listener that's tuned in the audience, who's the executive president and CEO of the, 25 years, he's been, had a proven record with the key strengths in demonstrating the big picture approaches. And he's the CEO of the Chillionaire Aviation Group in the California, and co-founder of the California Economic Club, which is also a buddy of mine. I go way back with, back in the Paramount Lot days. And we did a lot of great stuff. And it's interesting. Really, you know, it's awesome how God will, he'll wait 20 years and then reconnect you with somebody.
Oh, it is how they come back. Yeah, it's really. And you mentioned we're talking a little bit about going back. And the nostalgia stuff, you're starting to see it online, Eric. You're starting to see people that are into the latest music going back and finding songs that they enjoyed. Or, they've never heard it, but people are recommending, hey, did you check out the song that was in the 60s or something? And they really enjoy the music. One of them, I'll mention one of them. It was on a talk show. It was on one of the shows. I forgot his name. But anyway, it was Bobby Hatfield singing On Same Melody. And a lot of people, they have their reactions. And it's funny. This is from the 65, 67, whatever. And he does, it wasn't both Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. It was just a solo done by Hatfield, who I've known both. And Bobby was cool. But he did the high pitch, and he did On Chain Melody, and people would give the responses from it. It was really funny looking at the looking at their faces when he hits the high notes. And Eric, we're going to do a I'm going to have a special coming up in a couple of weeks about this AI and what's going on. It's beyond. I'm going to go into how it's going to affect, you know, employment and all kinds of, and the robots are going out of this world.
Well, that'll be a whole other show, Dad, because, I mean, what's happening with AI and technology, you know, you literally need a season, not just an episode.
Yeah.
You need a whole season.
They have robots where they line them up sitting at a table, and you couldn't tell the difference. You couldn't pick out the real, you know, I mean, you couldn't tell which one was the iBot. It's gone through the roof now. And it's,
but speaking of AI, I am going to give a little gift away to all of our amazing subscribers and listeners. This is our way of saying we appreciate you. And go ahead and take your pens and pads out and write this down. These are some of the top AI sites that some of them are free, some of them are low cost, but it'll really, really help your business. We got ChatGPT, Copilot, Gemini, Quad, Next Gen Coach, Dante, Daily AI, Sales Stack, Trade Tech, BNSN.AI, Jasper, Midjourney, AI Studios, 11 Labs, Ciro, Dialpad AI, Designer. Some of these are actually just good tool sites to help you too. They're not all AI, but Texta, Course Factory, if you're a coach and you want to create courses, Viola, Mixo, MintStart.AI, Listener. And that's spelled with LISTNR. That's great for podcasters. Fallback.ai, Resemble AI, AI Explain. That's with the letter X. Wordly, Sundraw, Spectre, Always Happy Pets. If you're into pets, Firebase, Ruby is a really great one all around. Marky is a great one all around to do, you know, post your social media on Blaze.ai. That's just a couple, and again, guys, I charge people $200 to get that list, or you know, you have to be a member. But this is just our way of really saying thank you to all of our subscribers for subscribing, and we want to encourage you to go to rbllive.com and subscribe, so you can get more updates on all the latest shows. We've been doing this for I don't know how long now. I don't even know how many episodes we have. But looking at the analytics, we're close to 700,000 listens. We had about 1,400 or so live people tuning in today. We appreciate all of you guys. And we're hitting Russia. We're hitting China. We're hitting India. We're hitting Saudi Arabia. We're hitting Turkey. We're hitting Romania. We're hitting Germany. We're hitting France. We're hitting Spain, Morocco, United Kingdom, Ireland, Nigeria, Kenya, Brazil, United States. I mean, mostly 84.12% United States, Mexico, and Canada. We're actually hitting a lot of Russia, actually. Now we're getting a lot of Russia. Russia's starting to build. But Bangladesh is another one.
Bangladesh,
hitting India.
Yeah.
Singapore.
Look at what happens when you do your podcast, when you're pitch party. I mean, we have people coming in from, and you know, I feel for them because like 3 a.m. when we're doing it here at 4 or 5 o'clock, and they're calling from Germany and Italy. I mean, it's all over the place, Africa, various areas.
And guys, if we don't know that you're there, we can't shout you up. But shout out to Donna. I know Donna's listening too, and anybody else that's listening. Wendy Weber.
Oh,
shout out to Wendy Weber. Our And you know, speaking of the VIP pitch party, make sure, guys, you go to easywaypitchparty.com. It is $25 to pitch on our stage now. It's no longer free. But $25 is well worth getting to thousands of people hearing your pitch.
Oh, absolutely.
Your pitch. The replays are getting an average of 1,200 all the way up to 5,000 now. We're getting hundreds of comments. I mean, this thing is exploding. And if you bring people in, if you drive new traffic in that actually, you know, that pays to pitch or becomes a member, you can earn your spot for free. But make sure you go to easywaypitchparty.com. The invite code is EasyWay, or you tell people your own username for the invite code. And the pitch party is one of the best platforms to you know, you pitch it, we promote it. You'll meet top flight VIPs, and we also give away up to $10,000 in marketing prizes and brand development. And
wow,
you know, we have podcast that you can get on, and you walk away with a big smile on your face because of how many contacts that you meet and how many marketing and branding benefits you can get. But thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Again, subscribe to rblive.com. Go to Easy Way Podcast. If you have a podcast, get your podcast on Easy Way Network. And check out the VIP, easywaynetworking.com. Consider becoming a VIP member to the network, which can help enhance and boost your visibility, your credibility behind your visibility, and ultimately just get you more prospects, more clients, more joint ventures, more stronger relationships to help you build your business.
And our bbccharity.org. Don't forget, become part of it. I mean, I make it interactive. When I go on my hope tours, taking out, with the field trips, working with the foster kids, and you can be part of any of this stuff. And it's like we're tied in with a very influential promotional company with BBC and the Easy Way. So by joining us and being part of this, your business can then be attached to a promotional situation, and it's quite a ride. And what we do is we bring awareness. That's all. I mean, we're talking about 50% of adults don't have their children tested, and the various programs that we work with the foster kids, and with the EyeSight, we do bring awareness across the board, but we also support research and testing. And that's with the vision. And the second vision is vision for the future, and we work with foster children, taking them out, exposing them to various livelihoods, all kinds of livelihoods. They get to talk to people in these various professions. And along with that, it would be social skills or some skills in sports. We're going to be showing them how to golf, how to play tennis, racquetball, whatever it is.
They can get more information there at bbccharity.org. I don't want to interrupt you, but I got a meeting I got to get to. It's bbccharity.org. If you guys want to donate and get involved, that is the beneficiary officially for Easy Way Network. Please support the youth. Please support our children. And if you want to be a guest on any of our podcasts, you can email easywayfamily@gmail.com or go to any of our podcasts on easywaypodcast.com and submit to be a guest on any of the channels. Basically, if you want to be a sponsor, same thing. You can submit to be an advertiser, be a sponsor on any of the channels. You can also submit to be a podcast on the network and boost your visibility and get more followers, more viewers, and more subscribers. Make it easier
on your
listeners.
Oh yeah, and
make sure that you tune in next. Yes,
absolutely.
Dad. Yes. Nobody can be you better than you. And make sure you guys tune in to next week's show. And next week's guest is actually Victoria L. Sanchez, a tree. And you'll find out more. Trauma reversal edification expert, Victoria Sanchez. And we also have room for one more guest, too. If you email easywayfamily@gmail.com, if you'd like to be a guest, we'd like to hear from you. So thank you so much for doing it easily, guys, and stay tuned and join us on the pitch party August 15th coming up. We'll see you guys
August 15th.
Branding and marketing, business going strong. We are all connected, one giant network song. Easy Way Family.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit easywaynetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, easywaynetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.